Axis Mundi.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to an Irreverent podcast. Visit irreverent.fm for more content from our amazing lineup of creators.
Hello, and welcome to Straight White American Jesus and our series, You're Not Welcome Here, which focuses on identity, identity politics, understanding how those things fit together. My name is Dan Miller. I'm Associate Professor of Religion and Social Thought at Landmark College. Straight White American Jesus is hosted in partnership with the CAP Center, University of California, Santa Barbara. And I am pleased to say hello to all of those who are listening as we continue to think about identity, identity politics, what those terms are, how they come together. And I'm interested today to pick up a theme that I introduced at the end of last session. I want to take a couple minutes, though, to remind us sort of where we are, what we're talking about, how we've gotten here. I have argued that identity, right? We use this term identity, this concept of identity politics. It can be pretty mystifying. But I've argued that this term identity is fundamentally about the recognition of similarity and difference, right? It's really, really pretty simple. You look around and you recognize other people as being like you or different from you or like or different from others. And I've argued that identity, this process of recognizing and recognizing similarity and difference, is a really basic mechanism for social categorization and organization. That is, it's how we make sense of the social world, right? We walk around and we identify different people as fitting into different groups. And again, just to illustrate that this isn't as strange as it sounds, like we think of identity as having to do with like big things like racial identity or ethnic or gender identity, and it does have to do with those things. But we look around and we identify children as being different from adults, and we identify people by age. We identify them by dress. Maybe we identify them, I'm just imagining walking through a mall or something like this. We identify and categorize them maybe by what store they're in. What stores do they go to? We categorize them for all different kinds of reasons in all different kinds of ways. And every time we do this, and most of the time it's not conscious, it's not something we're aware of doing, we're using identity, right? And that means that everyone has an identity, and I'm oversimplifying. We all have multiple identities, and they come from different places, and they often don't cohere or fit together. These are all themes that we will get into. But one of the things that I've suggested is that critics of so-called identity politics or a focus on identity, and I've identified those as being on both the political right, people like Donald Trump and the Republican Party, but also the political left, people like Bernie Sanders and some of his supporters, people like Hillary Clinton and some of her supporters. They all seem to presuppose that what they are doing or what they're advocating or what they want is something different from a focus on identity. And I've argued that identity is something that everybody has. Everybody is subject to identity. Identity is a thing that affects all of us and is absolutely fundamentally socially basic, which means that all politics is identity politics, or that the concept of identity politics is somewhat redundant. And the reason it's redundant is the politics is fundamentally about recognition. Who gets what? Who deserves what? What happens to whom? And so forth. Okay. Moving forward, we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of all of these things, right? We are going to dig deeper into what identity is and how it operates. And I'm going to do more work than I've done so far to back up my criticism, or excuse me, my suggestion that criticisms of identity politics are misplaced, right? I realize that I've made this assertion. I've kind of hinted at why that is, but I haven't really supported that. We're going to get to that. We're going to dig into all of those kinds of things. But in our last session, and I keep referring to this as a session. It's like everybody's in counseling. In our last session, my last episode, whatever we want to call that, I concluded with a thought, which was this, okay? Somebody could say to me, okay, Dan, that all makes sense. Everything you're saying makes sense. Identity is about recognition. It's about recognition of similarity and difference. It's a fundamental social reality. It's a fundamental part of the structuring of society. Great. Cool. Really interesting. That all makes sense.
Thanks for listening to this free preview of our Swag episode. In order to get access to the full episode and so much more, become a Straight White American Jesus premium subscriber by clicking the link in the show notes. It'll take you like 2 clicks, I promise. In addition to getting access to this episode, you'll have access to the entire Swag archive, over 550 episodes. You'll also get an extra episode every month, ad-free listening, Discord access, and so much more. All that for less than $6 a month, and it helps us keep our flag up and continue to safeguard democracy from religious nationalism, extremism, and rising authoritarianism. Check it out. It's not hard, I promise.